Welcome to Bo Sanchez Radio, and this is Full Tank. May you be blessed by the message today.
Let me ask you a question. Does your spiritual life have an impact on every single area of your life? I pray it does. You see, some people become, you know, people who are religious, people who pray, and people who really try to follow God, they become what I call religious fanatics. And some people think, oh, that's okay. You know, to be a religious fanatic is somebody who's totally committed to God. I beg to disagree. No, to be totally committed to God doesn't mean to be a religious fanatic. What for me is a religious fanatic? Listen carefully to my definition. A religious fanatic is somebody who focuses on God and forgets everything else. Focuses on God and forgets his work and forgets his family and forgets his health and forgets everything else, friendships. I believe this is God's call, to focus on God and flourish everything else. Not forget, but flourish. I really believe in that. Let me tell you a story. One time I was in a prayer meeting. I was very, very young. I was a teenager. And I just loved being in those prayer meetings, you know. And there was this guy, a leader. He came up on stage, and this was a huge prayer meeting. And he said, a few weeks ago, my daughter, she came up to me and she said, Dad, on my 18th birthday, it's coming up. I know it's a Friday night, and I know Friday nights is a prayer meeting, but Dad, it's my 18th birthday. Can we spend time together as a family, have dinner together, and celebrate my birthday? And in his testimony, in his sharing, this guy said, I shook my head, told my daughter, I'm sorry, daughter. My Friday has already been given to God. It's prayer meeting day. And God comes first. And you know, when he said that, people around me started applauding, started clapping their hands. And I'm telling you now, I was there. I was very young. I was still a teenager. And I knew there was something wrong with the way he thought. And I did not applaud. I could not clap my hands. And later on, as I grew up, I grew older, I realized it's true. There's something wrong. He equated the prayer meeting with God. You know what? I believe in total commitment to God. I believe that you should prioritize God, and I believe you should prioritize a prayer meeting. Yes, of course, I teach that. But for crying out loud, an 18th birthday of your daughter, that happens once in a lifetime. And she was, you know, there's something wrong. And some people think that God is a God who demands 100% attention. You know what? Think with me. If I'm a dad, I've got two boys. If I go to my two boys right now and I tell them, sons, I want you to know that this is my demand, that you focus on me 100%, me and me only. Forget playing, forget toys, forget your ambitions, just me, me, me. Focus on me. You think I'm a good dad? I don't think so. I would want my sons to flourish and to be blessed, and to grow, and to bless the world. And hi, my name is Bo Sanchez, and welcome to Full Tank. And this is your place of inspiration, where I read the gospel for the day, and I pray that it will equip you. And I just want you to know, I had such a fantastic time in Full Tank Live yesterday. It was amazing. It was glorious last Saturday. And thousands of people came. If you were there, thank you so much. Of course, that only happened in SM Aura in Taguig. So, of course, if you live abroad, if you're from the province, you weren't able to join us, but maybe one day I hope that you can join us. But here's my message for you. It's in John chapter 16. Jesus said this to his apostles, to his disciples: a day will come when anyone who kills you will think he is offering worship to God. Whoa, those are chilling words from Jesus. But that is religious fanaticism. What are the signs of religious fanaticism? Let me give you some of them. Number one, a lack of balance. I believe that balance, the opposite of fanaticism, is balance, of understanding that when God blesses you in your spiritual life, it overflows into your every other area of your life. I believe in that. Here's another sign. Oh, by the way, Thomas Merton said that happiness is not about intensity. It's about balance. It's about winning in every single area of your life. And I totally am believe in that. And here's number two. Sign number two of fanaticism is that there is a lack of love. I have met religious people, very religious people, who are horrible fathers to their children, horrible husbands to their wives. I mean, hello, you know, if you pray to this loving God, that loving God should make you more loving and kinder and more compassionate and more forgiving and but more patient. That's my belief. Number three, third sign of a fanatic is somebody who lacks relevance. You see, because he's so focused on his religion, he loses his voice to impact the world. You know, when the unchurched person, somebody who's not religious, he cannot identify with a fanatic, and the fanatic cannot speak to the unchurched person because his life is so focused on his religion and everything else is falling apart. So he lacks that relevance. And I'm number four, and it's connected to the gospel a while ago. A fanatic lacks respect. He does not respect anyone. He believes that what he believes is right, and if you believe something else, you're wrong. He does not respect. And what happens is, if you look at history, the wars, the murders that are caused by religion are really caused by religious fanatics, because they lose respect with other people. They do not respect anyone of other faiths. In fact, they want to kill them. They want to criticize them, want to persecute them. My dear friend, do not be a fanatic. God is not looking for fanatics. He's looking for friends. He's looking for people who will follow him, focus on him, and flourish everything else. Jesus said, "I have come that you might have life and have it in abundance." He wants abundance for every area of your life, in your family, in your career, in your health. I'm not saying you will never have problems if you follow God. Of course not. But he wants you to experience his love, his joy, his peace in every area of your life. Can I pray for you? Hold my hand spiritually. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray for more abundance for you in your family life, in your emotional life, in your relational life, in your friendships, in your finances, in your health. Receive the abundance of God. May you focus on God. May you seek his kingdom first, so that all things will be added unto you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Thank you so much for this opportunity to have with you. You know what? This Saturday, I'm giving a financial seminar here in PICC in Manila, Pasay. So I hope you join me. It's at 1:30 in the afternoon. I'm going to show the link in the comment section below. And if you live here, or if you've got friends or family members that want to work in their financial life, I hope you send them over there. The title of my seminar is How to Make Millions in the Stock Market. And I know a lot of people are allergic to the stock market. It's like, oh, what's that, Bo? It's for rich people. Nope, it's not. I've taught very, very simple folk with simple jobs how to invest in the stock market instead of putting their money in the bank. And they've been growing. All my employees, you know, 200 of my employees in my personal businesses as well as in my ministries are already investing in the stock market, from managers to janitors to messengers and drivers and accountants. They're investing, and I really want to help people. So the link is below for more information. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Full Tank on Bo Sanchez Radio. For more messages like these, just hit the subscribe button to get updates on the latest episodes.